the truth.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been like a great date, you know, like perfect for me.
I'm so glad you said that because I've been thinking that the whole time.
You know, like if I dreamed of like the perfect date, like this would be it with you.
Yeah, me too.
I love being with you. What time is it right now?
Oh, I don't know, like 2?
What? Why do the bells keep ringing?
What bell?
The church bell?
I don't hear anything.
Seriously? You don't hear that? Seriously? It was just a dream.
Morning.
What? Why are you here?
I know, right? I'm late for work.
No, wait, hey.
I wish I could stay for breakfast, but I gotta go.
Hold on a second. Is this a dream?
All right. That is very sweet.
What's going on?
What do you mean, what's
going
on?
Is this real? I don't know. Is this real or not?
Okay, what is your deal? Are you kidding me right now?
All I know is, like, last night, I was here alone, all night, by myself, alone. And then I had this dream, and you were in it, and, like, I finally asked you out, and you said yes, and we had, like, such a great day together, you know?
Yeah. That happened.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. I was there.
But this is never... Like, we never...
Look. I had a really good time last night, and I'm sorry if all of a sudden none of this is real, but... I don't have time for this. Let me know when you're ready to wake up.
Wake up.
Jamie.
What?
Wake up.
No. I'm up. I'm ready to go. What's up?
Let's continue. Please read aloud from the top of page 9.
Me?
Yes, you, Jamie.
Okay. To dream that you're on a date represents your need for self-discovery and self-awareness.
Well?
Well, what?
Can you please make an effort, Jamie?
Yeah, okay, so... Like, to dream that I'm on a date means, like, I have something to discover about myself.
And how will you do that?
I'll figure out the dream symbols.
But how can you do that if you've slept through half of the class already? Do you even know what it means to dream you're in class?
It means I have something to learn.
Unfortunate. Everyone, it looks like Jamie's inability to stay awake is going to cut into our recess.
Oh, no, you don't have to do that.
Oh, I'm afraid I do. We're all going to sit right here until Jamie has finished reading the book from the beginning.
You want me to read the whole book?
Right now.
You want me to read the whole book now?
From the beginning.
A. Abacus. An abacus in one's dream may represent having outdated views. I don't want to do this.
You prefer to be blissfully unaware in a dream state forever?
Ambulance. The dream... To dream that you're in an ambulance means...
He's coming too. Give him air. Jamie, can you hear me?
Where am I?
We're on our way to the hospital.
You're gonna be okay.
That is if we can get some basic medical history from you. Do you feel like you're up to that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Why are you still single?
What?
It says here you're 29, live alone, financially stable, but no serious relationships since college.
None?
It's been tough meeting people outside of college.
Is there something wrong with you? Do you have a weird sex thing? Are you secretly racist?
No.
But there has to be some reason.
No, for real. Like, I'm normal. I'm normal.
If there's nothing wrong with you, why are we trying to save your life?
Because I'm injured. I'm sitting here in the ambulance, right? I mean, you know, maybe... Maybe it's I'm afraid to give up some aspect of my old self and become a new person.
Wait, who's driving the ambulance?
What is this? Hello?
It's awake. It's coming for us.
What's awake? What's coming for us?
The great power from below. There it is.
You gotta help me block this door.
There's no use resisting. Come, oh great and terrible one. We await destruction at your hands.
No, come on, you gotta help me. We can't just give up. When something's obscured by a door or a covering, it represents the subconscious primal urges deep down. There's some sort of monster trying to get through.
Cleanse us of our guilt and our shame. Take away our petty quarrels and desires.
You want to get eaten by a monster? I mean, it represents the part of ourself we find most ugly.
Stop fighting it.
Wait a second, you're right. If there's something about myself that I think is ugly, then I have to confront it. Oh no, it's a carnival? That could mean all kinds of things.
There, young man, step right up and win it big.
Win big, huh? Let's see, gambling in a dream means I'm too impulsive.
You have to play the game to win.
Or maybe I need to rethink my attitude towards competition.
Anything you say, just throw the ball and hit the target.
Yeah, okay. Where's the target?
Right here!
Jamie!
Mommy! What are you doing here?
It's okay, honey. You can throw the ball at me. I'll still love you.
Whenever you're ready.
No, I can't throw at her. She's my mother.
You have to throw. That's the only way the game will end.
Then I don't want to play this game.
How can you expect to be in a relationship if you don't play the game?
Wait a second. Do I still feel like it's somehow a betrayal of my mother to have romantic relationships? Oh, wait. Hang on. That's my phone. Hello?
Hey, it's Phoebe. Are you coming?
What do you mean? Where are you?
I'm at Polino's. You said dinner tonight, right?
Oh, yeah. No, tonight's still good. I'm on my way.
Did you forget?
No, of course not. I've been rushing to finish up some errands, but, you know, I'm super excited to see you.
Okay. I'll see you when you get here.
How do I get to the restaurant?
Well, that's easy. Through the Hall of Mirrors.
Okay, mirrors represent introspection, narcissism, loss of identity, paranoia.
Think, Jamie. You can do it.
Come on, man. Making me late isn't teaching me anything.
Isn't it?
No, it isn't.
You are still holding the ball.
What?
You're still holding the ball.
What?
Do I have to spell this out for you? What do you do with a ball?
Throw it?
Very good.
Wow. It worked. I'm at the restaurant. Could this be where I finally discover the core of my inner conflict?
It's Jamie.
Hey, how's it going?
You got here really fast.
Yeah, crazy, right? Turns out I was still holding the ball.
What?
Oh, no, nothing. So how are you?
I'm good, but we need to talk.
I totally agree. Definitely gotta resolve these dream symbols.
Well, okay, that's what I mean. A lot has happened really fast, and, you know, the other night was so wonderful.
Oh, that's just a reflection of my romantic predisposition.
It was really magical. It did kind of feel like a dream. But then you said it was all a dream.
Yes, absolutely. The other night was definitely a dream.
Are you serious?
But I'm glad this came up organically, because I've been resolving the symbols and I'm learning a lot. I want to be in a serious relationship. I really do. But I still haven't let go of this childish idea that I would somehow, like, be betraying my mother. And I know that our date was a symbol for the fact that I needed to learn this about myself. But I'm still trapped in this dream. And what I've realized is that it's you. Like, you're the final symbol I need to figure out before I can wake up.
Wow. I'm gonna go.
Well, wait, no.
Good evening. My name is Jamie. I'll be your server this evening.
You?
Excuse me?
What are you doing?
This is the authority figure signifying someone I need to listen to, and he won't stop messing with me.
Sir, I don't know who you think I am.
Get away! Get away!
I am so sorry.
I think I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
No, I'll tell you what to do. You're all just symbols. You're all in my head. I made you.
That's it. I am leaving.
No, wait, Phoebe. Wait. Phoebe.
Never call me again.
Phoebe, wait, I'm sorry. I need your help.
If you take one more step towards me.
Okay, I'm not moving. Just let me say one thing. I'm sorry for all this. Like, maybe I'm losing my mind, and I might be, but I'm just trying to feel like everything is real again, and I'm sorry I freaked you out. I'm sorry.
Jamie. Okay, maybe you're not crazy. And maybe this is somehow all a dream. But it doesn't even matter. Because even if it was a dream, I still would have wanted to have a nice dinner with you tonight.
For real?
Yes.
That's what I wanted. Morning, Phoebe.
Oh, hey, you.
So I had that dream again.
The same one?
Yeah, it's just, it's weird.
What do you think it means?
Probably nothing. I'm just really glad you're here.
I like waking up next to you.
Yeah, me too. And I think I should stop seeing my therapist.
Living the Dream, performed by Adam Wade, Chrissy Grubel, and Dan Farrell. It was written by Alejandro Colini and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. And if you'd like to learn more about our podcast or hear past shows, go to thetruthpodcast.com. The music you're hearing right now was performed by Cynthia Sayer from her album Attractions with Bucky Pizzarelli. The song is Abbot of a Honeymoon. Radiotopia from PRX is made possible with support from the Knight Foundation and MailChimp, who celebrate creativity, chaos, and teamwork. Our associate producer is Carrie Kasten. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.